Hello, hello, everybody. So I decided to start the stream 2 whole minutes early, almost 3 minutes early tonight, guys. I know, I'm getting better. I'm here on time. I'm actually early. And I wanted to start a little bit early because I saw that people already sent a couple of Snapchats. So I wanted to go ahead and just answer a couple of them and read a couple of them off before we really get into the show today. I'm very excited about this stream, y'all, because I have done so much research. I got home at, after work working with Elijah Schaefer on our latest episode, which will be out tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central Time. I worked all day on that, came home, immediately started researching for this stream so that way we could all, you know, get smarter together. But before we delve into all of that, Nick Kingman sent $5. He said, Sav's life matters. Thank you, Nick. I really appreciate that. I was actually getting ready for the stream and I saw that pop up and I was like, oh, that's super sweet. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all are really the best. Nick Kingman, again, because she makes cool sound effects. Thanks, guys. Thanks. I appreciate that. Appreciate anything y'all have to say. And I'm very excited. Again, for this stream, I'm kind of just waiting for people to trickle on in before we really get into the beef of everything that's going on. So before we jump in, remember to like, share, and subscribe. I always forget to tell you guys to do that. But in terms of helping this YouTube channel grow, I'm also streaming right now on Twitch, Odyssey, and Facebook. To help all of that grow in whichever platform you're on, please like this video and share it where you can. Because after my Twitter ban, it's been a bit more difficult for me to grow. I haven't been able to have the reach that I used to. So we're regrowing and I'm trying to, you know, find all of my old followers and bring them back to, you know, the place where we can all talk. Dad, I'm glad you're in the chat. I was literally going to text you today and be like, Dad, hello? Did you forget about me? I called my dad the other night, y'all, and he didn't answer and he didn't text me or call me back. So I have been feeling personally hurt by that. But he's in the chat now, Dad, so I forgive you. Sit down, put your little thinking cap on, Dad, because I'm about to just make you so much smarter, okay? One more super chat before we jump in. Scott Townsend says, here for the Sav rants. Yes, somebody said, I'm not here to simp for Sav. I'm here to simp for good rants. And I was like, yes, I can get on board with that. Love it. And tonight's going to be a great rant. For those of you who tuned into my last stream, I think I did it on Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. All the days blur together for me now. I really got off track and my brain was just all over the place because I have been feeling this sense of just frustration and discouragement in terms of how to analyze the news and which angle to come at it from. So I've done a lot of research for this show today, and the title of today's show is Don't Succumb to the New Normal. Now I'm working on a piece, a more in-depth edited video on this, but you guys are kind of just getting the beginning stages, just a little sneak peek. I put down in the description that wearing a face mask is not normal or healthy, that social distancing and isolation is not normal or healthy, and forced vaccinations, aka vaccine passports, which we're being told we will not be able to travel unless we have, that's not normal either. So I really was thinking about it, and the angle that I want to analyze the news from tonight and going forward is don't succumb to the new normal. The media, politicians, the government, whoever you choose to, you know, decide is pushing all of this on us. They keep pushing all of this propaganda and introducing and planting the seeds of just insanity because they're slowly trying to condition us to accept this as the new normal. And that's why I've been getting so upset with, again, seeing like the stories about Mr. Potato Head, the Mumford & Sons guitarist getting kicked out of the band for reading Andy Ngo's book, Gina Carano getting fired from Disney, fonts now being called racist, the keto diet, going hiking, being called racist. I was like, why is all of this bogging me down so much and making me feel so cloudy? And it's because I realized that a part of me didn't care anymore. A part of me was like, whatever, everything's racist, liberals are crazy, Joe Biden's in office, I don't care. And then I realized that I got into that mindset of not caring anymore because I slowly started succumbing to the new normal in the sense of, I just said, okay, this is America now, what are we gonna do? But no, we're back and we're gonna rant harder than ever because I refuse to succumb to this new normal, just as all of you will as well. I know that you guys, you know, if you're here, if you're watching this stream, you probably feel just as passionate as I do about a lot of these subjects. So that is the little intro to today's show. But the real thing that we're going to talk about that I didn't put in the intro because I did not want to get censored, we are going to be talking about the AstraZeneca vaccine and COVID vaccine injuries tonight, because this is something that I wasn't interested in until the government told me that I had to get a vaccine, and the government told me that I was not allowed to travel unless I had a vaccine passport. And then I started seeing people die after they got the COVID vaccine or get Bell's palsy or get other severe injuries. And the media was covering up and saying, no, there's no ties to the vaccine at all. Absolutely not. Ridiculous. So, and I was going to put this picture up for you guys because it was actually really funny and I forgot. But before we get into the actual facts and all of the research that I've looked into, I saw this picture today and I thought it was really funny. So this patient's at the doctor's office. He says, I'll be back with your test results in a few minutes. He goes in, he shakes his magic eight ball. It says yes. He comes back and says, I'm afraid you have COVID. And I just thought that was hilarious because that's basically what we're doing now in society in terms of who has COVID and who doesn't. But getting away from the discussion on just coronavirus, I did want to, again, jump into the realities of this vaccine, which I'm now realizing, and I'm sure many of you know, is an experimental vaccine. I've been saying this so much that it's one of the most quickly developed vaccines. And when I say it's experimental, I mean, and just like I've talked with you guys about before, remember how they were saying, oh, yes, they did do animal testing in regards to the COVID vaccine. But in reality, those trials actually overlapped. So they were doing animal testing while they were already giving the vaccine to humans. So we're going to be going in depth on all of that. I saw these pop up on Twitter too. And I thought they were hilarious. So let's just read these really quick. Just more COVID updates. CBS News has learned that the CDC is planning to revise its 6-foot social distancing guidance down to 3 feet in schools tomorrow. Round of applause for the science, y'all. You know, 6 feet, it was feeling a bit lengthy, a bit ridiculous. 3 feet seems so much better. And I'm so glad that science has finally allowed us to stand within 3 feet of each other. Absolutely ridiculous. I read this and just thought it was hilarious and that you guys would like to see it. Again, this is the article that I wanted to focus on. And this is what inspired me to go down this pathway of what's going on with the COVID vaccine. So the Wall Street Journal is putting out ticket, passport, add a COVID vaccination card to the list of must-have travel documents. Keyword there, must-have. And as we know, the government has been pushing for months now and conditioning us to accept that we are going to have a vaccine passport if we want to go and travel outside of our state or outside of our country. And if you look to other countries like Israel, for example, they are implementing this very heavily. No one can travel over there without their vaccine passport. I think I even saw a story today about how they're wearing bracelets now to track people in regards to COVID. So always look to other countries to see what will eventually come here. And Israel is a good example of what will be coming to America if we succumb to the new normal. If we do not push back, that will come and it will become a normalcy for us. But going back to the vaccine. So the AstraZeneca vaccine has not yet been approved here in the US, and it's being banned in several countries throughout Europe. And we're going to get more in depth into that. But first, let's stick to America. Let's talk about the Moderna and Pfizer vaccine, which are both mRNA vaccines, which alter your DNA forever. Now, I was scrolling through Drudge and this article popped up, a special report, the ex-Pfizer scientist who became an anti-vax hero. Now, this article talks about Michael Yeadon, who was a semi-retired British scientist, and he co-authored a petition to Europe's medicine regulators. Now, what did this petition say? It basically said that they needed to halt COVID-19 vaccine clinical trials because, and in the article, apparently they speculated without proving evidence that the vaccines could cause infertility in women. And I'm sure this is something that a lot of you have heard as well. Now, going into this article, and let me highlight this for you guys, so you can follow along. Social media quickly spread exaggerated claims that COVID-19 jabs cause female infertility. And what I want to focus on here is this exaggerated claims, because they can't come forward right away and say that this is false. This is a factually false claim. No, they have to say exaggerated claim because they know in this article that they can't even say that it's a false claim because they don't know and they don't have the research behind it either. So apparently, people were talking about Michael Yeadon in this article because he's actually a former vice president of Pfizer. He spent 16 years there as an allergy and respiratory researcher, and he later co-founded a biotech firm. So apparently in the article, they basically talked about how this is already a debunked claim, how it's exaggerated, how there's no credibility behind it. And let me see if I can find this portion here. Okay, I can't find it, but I pasted it over here because I knew this was going to happen. So apparently, Imran Ahmed, who's the chief executive of the Center for Countering Digital Hate, said what gives Yeadon particular credibility is the fact that he worked at Pfizer, an organization, that he worked at Pfizer. Yeadon's background gives his dangerous and harmful messages false credibility. Now, apparently, Imran, who's the chief executive of Countering Digital Hate, an organization that combats online misinformation, thinks that he has credibility to discredit Yeadon, who was a vice president of Pfizer, because he's the chief executive of some organization who decides on the internet what's true and what's false. I'm sorry, how does that make any sense at all? How does this man have the credibility to take credibility away from the former vice president of Pfizer? So I always point these things out to you guys because, again, it just goes to show the hypocrisy of the media and how they try to play mental gymnastics and manipulate people into thinking that, again, these claims are false, these claims are exaggerated, that Michael Yeadon does not have any credibility, even though he was the former vice president of Pfizer. And he's the one coming forward and saying that, hey, this COVID vaccine could potentially harm women and cause infertility in women. But of course, they immediately, I read this entire article, and one of the most important things that I noticed is that while they're saying that he should be discredited, that he has no credibility, that these are exaggerated claims, that the COVID vaccine does not cause infertility in women, not once do they link to any research that confirms their own claims. But I wanted to do more research into this claim of infertility in women because it is something that I have heard a couple of times. So in this article, they actually mention an article from Michelle Melkin. And she wrote this article, "Pregnant Women Beware of COVID Shots." And as I go throughout this article and read it, she talks to Michael Yeadon, who, again, former vice president and chief scientific officer at Pfizer Global, formerly. She went and she asked him about the Pfizer COVID vaccine, and the stark difference between the two articles is in Michelle's article, three paragraphs in, she immediately gets into the scientific-based evidence as to why the vaccine causes infertility in women. Unlike the other article that just says, oh yeah, it's a false claim, doesn't give you any research, doesn't give you any backing, doesn't give you any evidence as to why they're saying it's a false claim, this is the difference. Michelle Melkin immediately comes forward and says that regarding two additives in the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, polyethylene glycol and M neon green, Yeadon and his colleagues warned of potential fertility-specific risks involving antibodies against spike proteins that could disrupt the development of placenta in vaccinated women. And again, I have this copied and pasted over here, but this is the actual article if you guys want to go and read this for yourself. But again, these are the two additives that she's talking about that could disrupt the development of placenta in vaccinated women. Even further, she goes in and she talks about how clinical trials conducted by vaccine makers to win emergency use authorization from the federal government, none of those clinical trials included pregnant women. And I want to read this portion here because it's also very important. Yes, let's be clear and accurate in our description of the COVID-19 vaccines. They are wholly experimental treatments manufactured and marketed by multinational corporations that are immune from liability from their products being tested, approved, and distributed at warp speed. An important white paper by America's frontline doctors reminds citizens that COVID-19 vaccines manufactured by Pfizer, Moderna, and AstraZeneca are considered investigational. In status and fall under legal standards for experimental medications. Not common knowledge, is that? The trials are ongoing and enrollees are tracked for at least the next 2 years. We do not know the effect on the pregnant or soon to be pregnant, Gold and her colleagues report. There is no actual data at all for an enormous percentage of the population, probably more than half. The reason we're reading this, the reason we're bringing it to light, and the reason that I wanted to do so much research on this is because this COVID vaccine is being pushed down all of our throats. And we're being told that it's safe. But in reality, it's an experimental vaccine. And if you actually go to the FDA's website, you will see that there is no vaccine that prevents COVID-19 that's FDA approved. There's not one. Again, let me reiterate that. FDA website, there is no COVID vaccine that is FDA approved that prevents COVID-19. So we're all being told this false premise that this is a safe vaccine, it's good to go. Yeah, if you hear these social media exaggerations that it could cause infertility in women, well, that's absolutely ridiculous. But they don't have any research to make those claims either. As you guys can see here, there has not been enough research regarding pregnant women and this vaccine. And if you want to go even further talking about the animal trials and animal testing, Alex Brenson, I believe he's a former New York Times reporter, said nothing to see here, Moderna edition. Like the Pfizer vaccination, the Moderna vaccine led to more pregnancy loss in rat studies. The only studies done, vaccinated rats lost 16% of pregnancies, doubled those that got the placebo. And he links to this document here that is the European Medicines Agency, and that is on page 50 and 51, where they go through and talk about how these pregnant rats reacted to getting that COVID vaccine. So let's go even further because, again, every single time people try to speak out against this, they're immediately labeled as an anti-vaxxer. They're censored off of YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Facebook just came out with a statement saying that they were going to be censoring or taking down COVID vaccine misinformation because they don't want people to have vaccine hesitancy. But why aren't we allowed to talk about this? That's the question that I have, especially when every single day we keep seeing more and more stories like this. Death riddle, healthy single mom, 39, who died of multiple organ failure after Moderna COVID vaccine, did not die from jab. Now, I'm bringing up this article because the headline here is very important. So she got the Moderna vaccine and then she died from multiple organ failure. Now, in this headline, it says she did not die from the jab. But if you actually read into this article, you'll read Curl's family thinks she died from complications due to the COVID-19 jabs, but are still waiting on her autopsy report. And then the Utah Department of Health chief medical examiner says, we don't have any evidence that there are connections between the vaccines and death at this point. So they don't have any evidence. This chief medical examiner is saying that Kirill's death was temporarily related to the second Moderna dose. So nobody has any concrete research or evidence that she didn't die from the vaccine. But of course, in the headline here, she just didn't die from the jab. That's just biblical fact at this point. But again, it just appears that the vaccination is not tied to her death, but there's no evidence of that. Let's go even further. Virginia woman dies shortly after COVID vaccination, though no link has been found. And if you go into the article again, officials said they did not know the cause of death or any underlying conditions Keys might have had that could have contributed to her death, but said there was no evidence that it was tied to the vaccination. Fact check, not likely that COVID-19 vaccination was cause of Hank Aaron's death. Now, Hank Aaron was a former Hall of Famer, and same exact thing with Hank Aaron's death. Yeah, we can't say that it wasn't because of the vaccine, but we can't say that it was either. So there's just no evidence. Again, he just died peacefully in his sleep. Don't question it at all. There's no link to the vaccine. Yeah, no big deal. I see the same exact rhetoric in every single one of these articles. Marvelous Marvin Hagler didn't die after COVID-19 vaccine, wife says. Again, if you read into this article, you will read that, where is this exact quote here? Because I don't want to be misinformation. Okay, I can't find the exact paragraph that I was looking for, but basically he, again, oh, here, look, it's literally in the beginning here. Marvin Hagler's sudden death over the weekend. No one knows why he died. It was just a sudden death post-vaccine. She doesn't want to tie it to the vaccine, but similar to what the three other articles that I just showed you, sudden death, no underlying or pre-existing conditions, post-vaccine. Let's keep going. Let's not forget this nurse who took the vaccine live on television and then fainted immediately after. Now, this nurse said that when she feels pain, she faints and she's had a history of fainting spells. Interesting that immediately after getting the vaccine, if she experiences pain and faints, that she fainted. I don't know. Seems kind of suspicious to me. Oh, also, don't forget about how the FDA is recommending watching for Bell's palsy in Moderna and Pfizer vaccine recipients. Also, not something that is commonly talked about when it comes to the COVID vaccine. And we did see those pictures circulating at the beginning of the distribution of this vaccine of people who got Bell's palsy and half of their face was paralyzed and they couldn't move it because that was one of the adverse side effects of this vaccine, which again, the creators of it are not held liable for if you die from it, if you have an adverse reaction to it. They're not held liable. It's experimental. But of course, you know, just take it for the greater good because that's the only way we can open up again. Sorry, guys, that's what the government said. So please don't question anybody dying from this vaccine at all. Please don't question the adverse side effects. Please don't question the fact that a nurse fainted right after getting it on live TV. And this is even better, y'all. So we know that the fact checkers love to come forward and say, no, this person didn't actually die from the COVID vaccine. There's no evidence to tie their death to the COVID vaccine. They just died like right after getting the COVID vaccine, as did all of these other people in the exact same way. Yes, it seems suspicious, but there's really no evidence to tie it. So we can't say that it really was the COVID vaccine. So Newsweek came out with this article, fact check, have 966 people died after receiving the COVID vaccine? And my favorite part about this article is I read into it and they were trying to fact check the Epoch Times saying, yeah, the numbers that they gave are very high. So we're going to fact check that ourselves. And so they go to the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS for short. It's a reporting database that is used in the U.S. to basically warn us of early vaccine side effects. So in this article, they go through, they try to debunk the Epoch Times, and then they had to admit that this is actually a mostly true statement. So even when these fact checkers are coming in and trying to say, no, that many people didn't die after getting the COVID-19 vaccine, that's absolutely ridiculous. They do their own research into it from the CDC, mind you, and it turns out, oh, actually, yeah, that's mostly true. I think the Epoch Times numbers were a little bit off just by like 10 or 20 than Newsweek's was. And so that's why they said mostly true, because the numbers were a little bit off. And Newsweek even reached out to the CDC and asked why the numbers were off because they were unsure and no one was able to give them an answer. So that's why they ranked that as a mostly true rating there for their fact check. Now, I've been looking into the AstraZeneca vaccine because it is being banned in several countries in Europe, as we talked about previously, France, Spain, I can't remember the other countries off the top of my head, but there are several of them. I talked about it in my last stream. And this article just came out yesterday. Probe launched into woman's brain hemorrhage death after AstraZeneca vaccine. And that's why it was getting banned in the EU, because it was being linked to blood clots in the brain that were killing people. Now, this has not been approved for use in the US yet. And it's being banned in several countries in Europe because of these ties to blood clots. But what is another similar thing that we're seeing in terms of the reporting that is coming with this AstraZeneca vaccine? Oh, well, there's no evidence that says that the blood clots, even though it was in several people who took the exact same vaccine, there's no evidence to say that that was tied to it. So I don't know. Yes, this was a very quickly developed vaccine, which is why there's no research. So don't question it, guys. Just don't question it. So this woman dies from a brain hemorrhage shortly after taking the AstraZeneca vaccine. And guess what? Joe Biden is now sending 4 million of the U.S.'s unused doses of the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine to Mexico and Canada. Apparently, he will be sending 2.5 million doses to Mexico, 1.5 million to Canada. And we had millions of doses of this vaccine. Oh, wow, I'm actually just reading this again for the first time. The U.S. has millions of AstraZeneca vaccine and will have 30 million by April, but the shot has not yet been authorized by the FDA. And wow, I did not realize that we were going to have 30 million by April in our country. That's, again, why I'm talking about this and why we're discussing this, because we keep getting these vaccines from Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca, Moderna, Pfizer, and we don't know how they're going to affect people's bodies. Now, I'm not an anti-vaxxer in the slightest. I don't remember the last time I got a vaccine, but I've never been an advocate not to take vaccinations. But guess what? As soon as the government, again, started pushing it and forcing it and started hiding people's vaccine injuries, and now we're sending our AstraZeneca vaccine all across the globe, and we're about to get 30 million doses here in April. As soon as all of that happened, I started getting very interested as to why this was being censored. I have family members who are going to be taking the vaccine. I have grandparents who have already taken the vaccine. And I'm doing this research because I don't want my grandparent to die after surviving COVID, which had an over 99% survival rate. Why would you put your life at risk taking a vaccine when you haven't died from COVID, when you haven't even gotten COVID? It doesn't make any sense to me. So why would you put your life at risk? Because at this point, that's exactly what this is. It's putting your life at risk for a vaccine that may potentially help you. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine has a 66% survival rate, 66% rate of stopping COVID. So it's not even 100% effective. So why would you put your body at risk like that? Also, I was listening to Anomaly's video, and he was basically saying how Johnson & Johnson had $1 million settlement, like millions of dollars, because they were putting asbestos in their baby powder knowingly and selling it to people, and people got cancer from that. So Johnson & Johnson, yes, who's giving you the COVID vaccine? One of the many other people who, again, are trying to also hide the adverse effects to this vaccine on individuals' bodies. So here's just another article, another headline for you guys. AstraZeneca vaccine suspended in France and Spain amid blood clot fears as UK and EU health crisis health chief vow it's safe. Yeah, very funny how that happens, guys. And I always want people to remember to and think critically about this. When you see these politicians taking the COVID vaccine on television in front of you, do you think that what they are injecting into their body is the same vaccine that they're giving to the general public, to the masses? Absolutely not. Even in El Paso, when this vaccine was first coming out, people were pointing out videos of how they were giving nurses injections that were empty or that were already suppressed down. So that, like, the little plunger in the vaccine was already pushed down, so they put the vaccine in the arm, but nothing even got put into their bodies. So again, remember and please critically think about this when you see politicians pushing these vaccines and you're like, oh, well, I saw Joe Biden take the vaccine and he's okay. I saw Donald Trump take the vaccine and he's okay. The vaccine that is being potentially injected into their body, because we don't even know what is being injected into their body, is not the same thing that they're giving us. So that is my wrap up of my vaccine research. I'll get into this article here in a minute. But before we move on from the whole vaccine information that we've been discussing, please do your research into this before you take the vaccine. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but the fact that we're being forced to do this and told that we can't be a part of civil society if we don't get this vaccination is very suspicious to me, especially when, again, we have Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram saying they're going to be combating COVID vaccine disinformation, when in reality, they don't even have any credibility to say that these deaths aren't tied to COVID because nobody knows. So when these fact checkers are putting out these headlines, oh, the COVID vaccine's so safe, it's effective, and people haven't died from it. That's false. They don't even have their own research to make those claims. They themselves are not credible in the slightest. So don't be manipulated by these headlines. Make sure you're reading through these entire articles. And like I showed to you guys tonight, with these vaccine-related deaths, it's very interesting how they all seem to die under the same circumstances. Yeah, they were healthy. They had no underlying conditions. And then they just died suddenly. We can't say it was tied to the COVID-19 vaccine, but it just seems to be a repetitive thing that coincidentally happens with every single person who takes this vaccine. I don't know. It's just so strange. Okay. Getting away from the vaccine and getting away from talks about that, I saw this article today. As restrictions ease, Texans are left dealing with the psychological effects of COVID-19. And the writer of this article basically talks about how many people simply aren't comfortable not wearing masks, and the fear and anxiety surrounding the pandemic may be around a lot longer than the virus itself. No, that is the only thing that's still around at this point. Okay, people are not dying in the streets from COVID-19. Our hospitals aren't overrun. We're not running out of ventilators. At this point, it's absolutely ridiculous that any state is locked down, that schools are locked down. I saw an article today. California amusement parks are going to be opening back up, but they're encouraging people not to scream to mitigate the spread of COVID. It is absolutely ridiculous. And it is because of stories like that. It is because of this false science and information of don't scream when you're outside on a roller coaster going 50 miles per hour because you might spread COVID. That is what is keeping the anxiety alive. That is why people are afraid to take their face masks off, because they have been so brainwashed by the media that if they go outside and they're not wearing a double face mask with a face shield and gloves, that they are going to die immediately, drop dead on the ground. No. Absolutely not. Again, somebody please show me in which state people are just lying dead on the sidewalk from COVID-19 because it's such a deadly virus. It's not happening. So to put your whole entire life at risk to take a vaccine, which again, no FDA approved vaccine to prevent COVID-19, keyword there, prevent COVID-19. Why would you do that to yourself? It doesn't make any sense to me. And again, we've already known that it has been a psychological thing for so many people. They have been so scared to leave their houses because psychologically they have been so manipulated by the media, and they have been told to feel that if they go outside and if they disobey the government, if they don't do exactly what Dr. Fauci says, their lives are over. They're not going to make it. They're going to be deader than a doorknob. It's not going to be good. But in reality, and if you go outside, it's very different. It's very, very different. So I was thinking, and I came to the conclusion of what the real virus is. The real virus is not COVID-19. The real virus is ignorance. The real virus is a mass population that refuses to do their own research, that bows down to the media, that bows down to their government. That is the real virus. Ignorance, not COVID-19. All right, I want to end this live stream today and do a quick news blitz with you guys because there is a lot of news that happened. So I'm done talking about COVID-19. Now I'm just going to rapid fire through a couple of news stories with you guys. Apparently now in Canada, a father has been jailed after referring to his biologically female child as his daughter. This is an article by the Post Millennial. Apparently, a warrant was issued by a judge for the arrest of a father after calling his biological female child his daughter and referring to her with the pronouns she and her. He was apparently found to be in contempt of court, and he's the father to a gender non-conforming biological female 14-year-old who identifies as transgender and prefers the use of male pronouns. He's repeatedly called this person his daughter, though the court forbade it. Absolutely disgusting. If we do not stand up to our government, this is what life will look like. The government telling your child, and again, we're already seeing it with our health secretary, Rachel Levine, who is a transgender woman, aka biological man, telling our children that they should be allowed to go on puberty blockers without the permission of their parents if they want to. This is being pushed in our society. Again, when I tell you, they're planting the seeds. And first it started out with drag queens, and then drag queen story hour, and then drag queen kids, and then transgender kids, and now puberty blockers if you're a six-year-old and you want your pronouns to be he, him, but your parent calls you she, her, send him to jail. Also, yeah, as a six-year-old, I want to be on puberty blockers and alter my life forever, chemically castrate myself, and that's just fine. I also wanted to discuss, too, the shooting that happened in Atlanta, because this is now being tied to white supremacy. Now, the shooter said that this had nothing to do with race. He had a sex addiction, so he went and shot up an area of happy ending massage parlors, which were primarily Asian people. So this was not a racially motivated thing in the slightest. He went there because of a sex addiction, and he said it. He said that straight out. But good old Jen Psaki says that Trump is to blame for the increase in anti-Asian hate crimes. Again, despite this suspect blaming sex addiction. And if y'all really want to talk about who's to blame for these anti-Asian hate crimes, who is really the culprit of these hate crimes, it's the Black community. Go look it up for yourself. In California, in New York, all across this country, Asian people are being targeted primarily by the Black community. It's not white supremacy. Don't post a yellow square in in support, I guess, of the Asian community. This is not about white supremacy. The shooter himself said it. And the fact that the media, again, is trying to tie this to white supremacy is absolutely ridiculous, but we know they do that with everything. They have to tie everything to racism. Jen Psaki is my favorite person to laugh at. She really is. She's definitely a gem in the Biden administration. Speaking of the Biden administration, let's talk tax hikes. Now, memes are just writing themselves left and right at this point. So apparently, the Biden tax hike could now hit people earning $200K. The White House clarifies. But if we just do a little scrolly scroll right here, Joe Biden on his own Twitter account, let me be clear, a Biden-Harris administration won't increase taxes by a dime on anyone making less than $400,000 per year. Wow. Change your mind real quick, didn't you, Joe Biden? No, he probably really didn't change his mind. He just forgot because he has the memory of a goldfish. And if he said something, 2 weeks ago, well, that was 2 weeks ago. This is an entirely new Joe Biden at this point, okay? His brain is somewhere else. He forgot that he said that. So it's not his fault that he, is backtracking and backpedaling on every single thing that he promised. He just doesn't remember. It's not his fault. He's incoherent. He's probably just a hologram at this point. I told Elijah that. I was like, can we just spread a conspiracy that Joe Biden's a hologram at this point? And the irony and the funniest part about all of that is that we can joke about that because we have a president that is so non-transparent, that is so hidden from the press, from the American people, that is so hidden behind walls and walls of military members that we can joke about him being a hologram because at this point, that's exactly what he is. Let's also talk about international relations. So we bombed Syria. North Korea is completely ignoring us. And Joe Biden called Vladimir Putin a killer. So I would, venture to say that our international relations are going great. Jack Posobiec put this picture up and I thought it was hilarious because yes, North Korea is ignoring attempts by the US to contact it. And of course we can see here, probably all our reactions to if we saw Joe Biden while we were just trying to sit in a diner, look away. Kim Jong-un is definitely feeling those vibes. Now, one of my favorite responses to just this entire reaction and the entire relations with North Korea right now is that Donald Trump, and so many people have been calling it out, he went to North Korea. He just went over there and was like, what's up, Kim Jong-un? Let's shake hands. Cool. Relations. Dope. Joe Biden, on the other hand, Kim Jong-un's like, new phone. Who dis? New president. I don't know him. If your name's not Donald Trump, then I don't respect you. And apparently, Lloyd Austin, who is our new defense secretary, is telling North Korea that he's ready to fight tonight. Talk about a damn warmonger, because Kim Jong-un's sister criticized military drills in South Korea. So he just responded with you want to fight? Okay, don't criticize us. We're ready to fight tonight. Like, what the hell? What kind of response is that? So not only is Kim Jong-un completely ignoring Joe Biden because he's a joke, Kim Jong-un's sister criticized us, and our defense secretary responded with, "We're ready to fight you." Great. Love that for us. Oh, man. International relations. Again, like I just said too, Vladimir Putin wishes Joe Biden good health after Joe Biden called him a killer. He also challenged him to a live debate. And do you think that Joe Biden is going to live debate Putin? Absolutely not. Come on, guys. He could barely handle Donald. Not even could he barely handle Donald Trump. He can barely handle standing in front of the press for 2 minutes. So would we ever expect this man to debate Putin? Absolutely not. So just a little update there on how Joe Biden's doing and what international relations are looking like for our country. You love to see it. Oof. Apparently, too, speaking of international politics, Sadiq Khan, who is the mayor of London, is now saying that misogyny will now be recorded as a hate crime. Again, look to other countries for what's coming here to America. Misogyny will be a hate crime. I'd imagine by the end of the year, we're already attacking men in the traditional family so much and toxic masculinity so much that I genuinely would not be surprised if misogyny was now recorded as a hate crime here in the U.S. Sadiq Khan has done an awful job as mayor of London, and so many people have been pushing back against him because he's just such a crap leader, similar to our politicians here, you know? Seems to be a global thing. Misogyny, now a hate crime. Absolutely ridiculous. And of course, I did want to end the stream on a more positive note. So apparently this is Paris Fashion Week this year. Now, what is going on in this picture? I think it's absolutely hilarious. Paris Fashion Week, Rick Owens spring collection. Let's just click through a couple of these pieces. Yes, work it. I love it. Okay, we've got the Jesus sandal going on down here with a nice platform. And then we have a woman's face in another woman's crotch. Peak. That's what I call hot couture, ladies and gentlemen. Let's keep going. Okay. I like this piece here. We've got some diversity with the look of this piece. I'm really enjoying the frizzy hair. It really ties the whole ensemble together. It's like, you know, sometimes I feel like my outfits are just really lacking. And after seeing this, I'm inspired and I'm realizing that all I was missing all along was bungee strapping my friend to my torso. What the hell is this? Oh my gosh. I didn't even look at these pictures beforehand. So we're all looking at this together. Disgusting. What the hell? Oh. Never succumb to the new normal. Because if you do, this will be walking towards you down the street. I would be so terrified and I would not know what to do if I was just walking down the street, just sipping my coffee, looking at the clouds, listening to the birds chirp, and this was just running towards me. Genuinely the stuff of nightmares. Anyway, y'all, thank you so much for joining the stream tonight. I'm glad I was able to keep it a little bit more coherent for y'all. Like I said, theme of the show, theme of the rest of our lives. Do not succumb to the new normal. Do not allow the government to force you to do anything. Do not think that all the crazy nonsense that's constantly being pushed in our face in regards to gender, sexuality, or even Paris Fashion Week is normal. It's absolutely not. Remember that COVID-19 is not the virus. The real virus is ignorance in this country. And the way that we can actively combat that is by being diligent and making sure that we are keeping up to date with the news all of the time and calling out the mainstream media and politicians and the government out on their hypocrisy and BS.